Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with a great and faithful campaign going on right now for control of the United States Congress. I do want to say that my wife and I went directly, deposited our two ballots, only two, in a mail-in drop box, which they provide here, and they're all over the place here in Washington State. But we have a primary coming up. One of the candidates we both voted for is Reagan Dunn, who is the son of a very fondly remembered former congresswoman, the last, not the last because there's Dave Riker too, but she was one of the Republican voices that was very important in the Seattle metropolitan area and the Bellevue East Side area. And now her son, Reagan Dunn, who is a former federal prosecutor and a presidential appointee in the Department of Justice, who has been a longtime member of the King County Council, is running for a congressional seat currently held by a very strident liberal named Kim Schreier, who's a physician in her other life. He is going to be talking about how he wants to change the Congress of the United States and how he believes he could do that if he is elected to this embattled congressional seat. We'll also talk a little bit about the Trump-DeSantis spat coming up. One of Trump's closest associates is just publicly called Governor DeSantis a piece of beep. And no, it's a word that starts with an S, not a pleasant word, which we cannot use on FCC-supervised radio. Though I guess after the committee for investigating January 6th, including Bill Barr saying repeatedly that some of the Trump claims about election fraud were BS, but he didn't say BS. He said the words. And if the Attorney General of the United States can do that, or former Attorney General in the case of Bill Barr, who knows? But right now there's another scandal that has engulfed, and it's the dumbest scandal in the world, that has engulfed Governor DeSantis. And the headline in Rolling Stone magazine, which basically kicked this thing off, is "Why Won't Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Denounce His Neo-Nazi Supporters?" And then the subheading is "Senator Rick Scott was the only featured speaker at Turning Point USA's conference who openly condemned the display of swastikas and other Nazi imagery by a group of pro-DeSantis protesters." Okay, listen very carefully. They play games here with language. When it says by a group of pro-DeSantis protesters, they weren't protesting pro-DeSantis. They were protesting pro-Hitler. And Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, is a very outspoken, I mean, his record of support for and concern for the state of Israel, both when he was a U.S. congressman, and really throughout his life, I think he's one of those people, if there's any hint of a history of anti-Semitism of any kind or of neo-Nazism, it doesn't have anything to do with Governor DeSantis. It's ridiculous. And then Rolling Stone reports that Florida politicians and local Jewish leaders are demanding Republican Governor Ron DeSantis condemn a group of neo-Nazis who congregated outside a Tampa convention center over the weekend, passing out anti-Semitic propaganda and displaying swastikas alongside flags that read "DeSantis Country." The gathering occurred Saturday outside the Tampa Convention Center, where the conservative youth-oriented group Turning Point USA was hosting its Student Action Summit. just one day after DeSantis addressed the conference. Now, the fact that he should have condemned these Nazis who weren't there the day that he was at the conference, and everybody agrees on that. These people were not part of Turning Point USA. They were not active in that organization. They had no connection with that organization. They are the scum of the earth. I think they're revolting. They are part of what is called the Goyim Defense Fund. Goyim Defense Force. And supposedly defending all non-Jewish people against the horrible things that Jewish people want to do to them. And Nikki Fried, who's running for governor against DeSantis, she won't even win the nomination. She is the Florida Agriculture Commissioner, and she happens to be Jewish. I mean, normally you don't associate Jewish folks with Agriculture Commissioner, but she is. And she said this. She said, we may disagree on policies, but if we as leaders don't denounce neo-Nazis and white supremacists in our state, in our country, what are we doing here? I'm asking you, Ron DeSantis, to denounce the Nazis that were here to celebrate your speech inside the convention center. They were holding your pictures yesterday. Yeah, but they weren't there to celebrate his speech because his speech was the day before when the Nazis didn't arrive. In addition to DeSantis, other high-profile Student Action Summit attendees, including former President Trump, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Lauren Boebert, and Representative Matt Gaetz, have also stayed silent on the matter. Again, I have no defense for Lauren Boebert or Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene, but why is this a matter for them? The Nazis were not invited inside. And Senator Janet Cruz, who's a Democratic state senator, wrote on Twitter, "I'll be damned if Nazis and Proud Boys waltz through our city and spew such repulsive speech." First of all, I don't love Proud Boys, but to call them, put them in the same group as Nazis is not fair and it's not right. She says, "Words have power, and we will not accept this in our backyard. All of us must stand up and make clear that we reject this bigoted display." Senator Rick Scott, who is a former governor, he's a United States senator from Florida now, together with Marco Rubio. He was the only featured speaker at the conference who openly condemned the group's presence outside the convention center, but they were outside, for God's sake. "This is a disgusting act of hateful anti-Semitism and doesn't belong in Florida, our nation, or anywhere across the world," tweeted Rick Scott. "We stand with our Jewish community and against this hate. It must end." Meanwhile, alt-right conspiracy theorist Jack Posobiec, who also attended, bizarrely claimed that the neo-Nazis were, in fact, liberal protesters. "There are now actual neo-Nazis outside of Turning Point protesting the event," he wrote on Twitter. "Got a little closer, and yep, they are definitely leftists." According to Tampa-based media outlet Creative Loafing, flyers handed out by the group were published by the Goyim Defense League, an organization that the Anti-Defamation League describes as a small network of virulently anti-Semitic provocateurs led by John Minadeo II of Petaluma, California, known for spreading anti-Semitic myths and conspiracy theories through social media and highly coordinated public stunts like this one. They were not invited guests for Turning Point USA. In a statement, Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Kolvitz said the group condemns these ideologies in the strongest of terms, but claimed there was little event organizers could do to remove the racist protesters from the vicinity. "Since these individuals are located on public property, our security attempted to, but was not permitted to remove them," Kolvitz said, adding, "They have nothing to do with Turning Point USA, our event, or our students." Okay, this didn't prevent The View from taking this up and basically trying to smear Ron DeSantis as a Nazi sympathizer. It's outrageous. And in fact, they were made to apologize. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, on the Michael Medved show, look, I obviously I am very sensitive to the issue of anti-Semitism, but I'm also sensitive when that issue is abused and distorted for partisan political purposes. And Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, and by the way, I don't endorse him for president. I don't yet, I should say. He hasn't even announced a candidacy for president right now. I'm not a huge Ron DeSantis cheerleader. I think he's been a very capable, popular governor, and he is unquestionably a friend to the Jewish people. In fact, there are people out there who think he is Jewish, and he's not. But the point of trying to associate him with Nazis, well, they did that in Rolling Stone outrageously, not calling attention to the fact that the Nazis were not invited to Turning Point USA. They weren't even there. They hadn't even shown up. The day that Governor DeSantis spoke to the group, and the entire claim that he thinks they're good people, well, who made that claim? This was Joy Behar on, and she's on The View, and she said a number of things that she and Whoopi Goldberg had to apologize for later. Listen.
DeSantis could take his place, and that's just as bad. I mean, there was this Turning Point conference with all the smoke. What are they, smoking something down there? Or it's like, whatever. Anyway, they were out there. Neo-Nazis were in the front of turning out there, in front of the conference, with anti-Semitic slurs. And, the Nazi swastika, mm-hmm. and a picture of a so-called Jewish person with mm-hmm. exaggerated features, just like Goebbels did in the Hitler in during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of that same playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and DeSantis did not say anything about it. Nothing. So it's his sort of his rendition of good people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. So why trade a headache for an upset stomach? Because that's what's going to happen if they get rid of Trump and put him in. It's the same thing.
I do like that. Why trade a headache for an upset stomach?
Okay, this is an upset stomach. I mean, because it's sickening. And she didn't even mention that DeSantis was not at this meeting. What she's referring to with the smoke is they had sort of special effects that were very cheesy and very stupid, where they had smoke coming up from the stage and sort of thunderous music that sounds a little bit like Jurassic Park, a little bit like 2001, the Also Sprach Zarathustra music, and for introducing Ted Cruz and other worthies. But in any event, later, in the same broadcast, The View had to apologize on air for long... it's actually today. It was actually only this morning. The View offered apology on air for wrongly linking neo-Nazi protesters to Turning Point USA and to Ron DeSantis. Listen.
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
Okay, it was profoundly unclear. And it later, when defending it initially, Whoopi Goldberg said, but you let them in and you knew what they were, she said. And then because of that, the panelists were forced to read yet another disclaimer and explain that the neo-Nazis were outside protesters and TPUSA did not let them in. My point was metaphorical, Whoopi Goldberg said. This is pathetic. And they did add from TPUSA, since these individuals were located on public property, our security attempted to but was not permitted to remove them. We have no idea who they are or why they were there, Colvett said in a statement. Our students, after initially confronting them, ultimately took the mature route and vacated the space. Once that happened, these individuals left. Okay. Which you want to talk about a huge kerfuffle over virtually nothing. And what this really has to do with is the prominence and the rise of Ron DeSantis. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about DeSantis arising as an alternative to Trump. And they write, once close allies, Mr. Trump's endorsement helped fuel Mr. DeSantis's rise, and Mr. DeSantis lavished praise on him in return. The two Republicans have jabbed at each other across the state, particularly over each man's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. DeSantis is capturing the interest of some Trump voters as well as party officials and donors. Here in Hollywood, Florida, among 1,500 GOP activists at a glitter guitar-shaped resort on Saturday evening, many said Mr. DeSantis should run for president because they like his brand of defiant conservatism. I haven't backed down one inch, and we are not going to back down, Mr. DeSantis said at a political summit he hosted at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And regarding that, their budding rivalry is top of mind for Florida GOP insiders and in other key states, many of whom are torn over having to pick sides and would rather not see a clash arrive, though they expect one. Some hope Mr. Trump, 76, won't run, and some want Mr. DeSantis, who's 43, to wait his turn. Others fantasize about a Trump-DeSantis ticket, which almost surely won't happen. Polling and interviews with voters in many states have shown signs the former president's support has ebbed, and congressional hearings into the January 6th Capitol riot have reminded Republicans of the controversies around Mr. Trump. A Quinnipiac poll this month found 69% of Republicans wanted Mr. Trump to run again. That's down from 78% last October. And recent New Hampshire survey showed Messrs. Trump and DeSantis statistically tied in the state. Mr. DeSantis is favored to win re-election in November, and he hasn't joined the parade of candidates in other races around the country wooing Mr. Trump for his endorsement. Also, not necessarily claiming outside endorsements, but a lot of local support as a challenger for an established Democrat right here in the state of Washington. Reagan Dunn is a candidate worth watching. He'll join us moments from now on the MedVet Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure and an honor to welcome somebody that I've known for years and years and years because he has been a fixture in conservative causes and in the Republican Party locally. His name is Reagan Dunn, and yes, he is named after the former president, and he has tried to live up to the legacy of the former president, Ronald Reagan. And he is a member of the Metropolitan King County Council, where he has stood up particularly in support of local police. And he has just released this morning a series of moves he's made on the King County Council to try to stop the revolving door that does so much to make us less safe when it comes to the rising tide of criminality. Reagan, thank you for joining us. And in the middle of a campaign, maybe just a word about this problem of criminals,
sure,
killers who are sometimes commit crimes immediately after they're released. There was this case in Bellevue of this guy who had been released 32 hours before. Maybe we could start there.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of stories. As you know, Michael, and thanks for having me on your show. The recidivism rate is over 80% for people who come out. They'll reoffend. What's happening in the greater Seattle area is that the county facilities are no longer even booking people who are involved in low and mid-level crimes. They're not held at all. They're given a ticket and or just told to show up maybe by mail and come back. Some of them do, some of them don't. But they're being released, and we're seeing this huge number of individuals who are never even seeing the booking process at the King County Jail. It's gotten so bad, 35 people were arrested for a bum rush shoplifting deal here recently, and only one of them ever got booked. The rest were just released, and most of them just walk away. And that revolving door of justice means that people aren't punished. They aren't held accountable. For the more dangerous ones, potentially violent ones, it means they're back out on the street within 15, 20 minutes. And what it's done is it's created a 50-year crime wave in the greater Seattle area, which is really hurting all of us.
Okay, regardless of how this goes in the King County Council and both of these proposals that I've seen of yours to curb repeat offenders are very worthwhile and seem worth supporting. But regardless of the King County Council, is there something in the Congress of the United States, if everything goes well and you win the primary and clear the primary and then you go into the general election and win this seat as a conservative Republican, what could Congress do to help with this kind of situation on the local level?
Well, there's a lot of things they can do. As you might remember, Michael, I co-authored and I ran President Bush's national effort to fight violent crime, a program called Project Safe Neighborhoods, a program endorsed by the NRA because it focused on aggressively enforcing our nation's existing laws, not new laws, and putting repeat offenders behind bars where they can't reoffend. We know that statistically, as I mentioned earlier, the same cluster of individuals are reoffending. It's true with petty theft. It's also true with violent offenses, gang-related activity, cartel-related activity, repeat murders, for example. What we can do there is reactivate the program that I ran. The only time this country has seen a reduction in gun violent crime in the United States was when I ran Project Safe Neighborhoods. Now, I'm taking credit for all that, but the program itself works. You put violent offenders behind bars where they can't reoffend. We, and of course, when Obama Biden came on board, they scrapped our program, the Justice Department's program, and went with this ridiculous attempt to try and hold offenders accountable in the major cities across the United States. And look at what we have now. Record murders, record homicides, record shootings. We need to restart Project Safe Neighborhoods and hold these violent offenders accountable.
One of the things that I think a number of people have observed is right now in the campaign, there's so much negativity, and appropriately so, for Joe Biden regarding inflation, regarding the economy, regarding the price of gas. What should the first priority be if Congress does turn around and you're part of a brand new Republican majority? What's the biggest change you're going to aim for right out of the box?
Well, we've got to rein in the reckless spending by Congress. I was just got my hands on an old contract with America summary when Newt Gingrich took over back in the Revolution of 94. And I think we need to have a series of promises to the American people of what we want to achieve in that first 100 days, your first fiscal quarter. And first of all, you've got to rein in the reckless spending. Kim Schreier, who the Democrat who I'm running against, who managed to take over this historically Republican seat in 2018, she has voted 100% of the time with Joe Biden and increased our national debt by 50%, a more than $10 trillion increase in just 3.5 years. And I guess I'd ask your listeners, do they think their lives are $10 trillion better than they were just a few years ago? Of course they're not. And it's been wasted and all kinds of fraud and abuse and programs that don't work. In fact, it's made things worse by printing money and creating a massive inflationary problem. So let's rein in reckless spending. I'd say the next thing is to keep our commitment on holding violent offenders accountable and lock them up where they can't reoffend.
Okay, and then in terms of foreign policy, do you think the United States is right to be committing a great deal of effort, credibility, and funds to the battle for Ukraine for survival?
You know, I stand with the Ukrainian people, and I want the United States to help and continue to support them. But within reason, we are starting to see the price tag of our assistance to Ukraine get really, really expensive. And what I don't want to do is see the White House wade into anything beyond that would require boots on the ground or anything more aggressive. Obviously, you know, if a Russian soldier comes across into NATO territory, we have to, of course, honor Article 5. But I'm becoming concerned about the price tag of all of this. And and really whether that's in the best interest of the United States, given this massive increase in inflation, gas prices, the price of groceries. You saw that the Fed raised interest rates yet again. I'm a little worried about what's going on at home. So there's a balancing interest that needs to occur with respect to Ukraine and the war with Russia.
If it sounds like, because you mentioned the contract with America, that you would favor, and maybe you're even working with people right now on a similar mechanism for a program that would unite Republicans across ideological lines. Do you think it's worth having, oh, say, a 10-point or 5-point agenda that you could turn right to on January of 2023?
Yeah, and I think they're talking about a document similar to that, a commitment with America. It's something like that. I know it's going to come out shortly, and they're working on it. They've got study groups working on it with congressional leadership now. But I do. I think we should promise to the American people what we are seeking to accomplish if we are to take over Congress. And the first thing, of course, is to be a check and balance to the entire federal government, which is controlled by Democrats right now. And if you live where I live, King County, Washington, where all local government is controlled by Democrats, your entire state government, both houses as well as the governor's controlled by Democrats, and your federal government is controlled by Democrats, I think a really important argument can be made that at least let Republicans take over control of Congress, take the credit card away from Nancy Pelosi, and start reining in fiscal discipline. But a few other things. Controlling crime, our borders, and those kinds of things we got to work on as well.
Reagan Dunn, you can find out information about his campaign. He's a member of the King County Council. I just voted for him for Congress, and you may consider wanting to do the same thing. We will be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stones along here on the Michael Medved show. I wanted to play just a couple of the excerpts from Mike Pence's talk to the Young Americas Foundation. And it's interesting, President Trump just spoke to the new youth group, conservative youth group, Turning Point USA. As did Governor DeSantis, and there were no Nazi speakers invited or allowed, so people can stop that smear. But Mike Pence was effective, as he has been, and again, revealing the idea that in November, apparently right after the midterm elections, his new book is going to come out. It's reported that President Trump was extremely angry because apparently, Vice President Pence got a lot of money, several million dollars, some estimates as much as $7 million for his new book, So Help Me God. And part of what he did in his speech to the young conservatives was really cut across a whole series of issues, sort of a tour of the horizon, as they say. And here is what he had to say about critical race theory, which will be an issue in this election. Listen.
It also involves securing liberty. That means defending religious liberty and freedom of speech from the censorship, coercion of cancel culture. It means securing our border, supporting law enforcement. It means finishing the wall and giving the men and women of law enforcement the support they deserve every single day. Now, critical race theory is nothing more than state-sanctioned racism, and it should be rejected in every community, in every school in the nation. We need to purge our schools of critical race theory and restore patriotic education in every classroom in America. And the time has come to allow every family to choose where their children go to school, regardless of their income or area code. School choice's time has come.
And then he spoke in very unequivocal terms for somebody who has been, since the very beginning of his political career, before his six terms in Congress, Vice President Pence has been pro-life. So he, of course, had to include some words about Roe v. Wade. Listen.
You know, the American people are proud of our culture. They believe it's worth protecting for future generations. As Americans, we believe in those timeless ideals of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So where we begin with the Freedom Agenda is a very simple commitment to secure the sanctity of life at the center of American law once again. I stand before you today with a grateful heart that after nearly 50 years of lives of incalculable value lost to our nation, 50 years of heartbreak, 50 years of praying and fasting and working and volunteering and caring. Last month, at long last, with the support of three Supreme Court justices appointed during the Trump-Pence administration, we sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history where it belongs.
Okay, that's Vice President Mike Pence in his speech, which as Trump's speech turned on a whole variety of issues. And one of the underlying themes, particularly of the Pence speech, and I think it's one of the differences that was very clear listening to him and then listening to President Trump, was resisting the call of what are called the doomers. There's a good column, and it's a column that is really from a nonpartisan perspective in the New York Times. And Jane Costin, who's a member of the Times podcast, The Argument, says, recently I've noticed that the Internet is awash in Cassandras. That's people who make predictions but are fated not to be believed. Only this time, it seems everybody believes them. Being a doomer, believing that the end is nigh, everything is going to go to hell, and maybe we are too, is big right now. The apocalyptic thinking seems to be beyond the standard end times fare of certain sects of evangelical Christians. This new political and social doomerism has become mainstream, and it's definitely unholy. Instead of the hope of salvation, we are offered lots and lots of tweets. Last year, doomer doctors garnered big numbers on Twitter, predicting that every pharmacy in America would close by February 2022 because of COVID. Now there are doomer professors predicting that the end of society is nigh and getting praise on Reddit for doing so. There are doomers who have embraced nihilism over electoral politics, and doomers creating bug-out kits for when the world ends because of climate change or the Supreme Court. Doomerism is hotter right now than the street outside my apartment, and that street is pretty damn hot. But recognizing that things are bad and could get worse is not what I'm talking about. Rather, doomerism luxuriates in the awful. It's basically, people seemed unable to get enough of it. The equivalent of rubbernecking at a terrible car accident. That horrible news story you saw, that's what's going on everywhere. That's what's going to happen everywhere. Probably soon, definitely to you, and here's a 22-tweet thread about it. Also, the problems of every town and city are evidence of impending catastrophe, which is coming for you and for your family and so on. There's nothing you can do about it. COVID, monkeypox, everything is that other harbinger of calamity. And actually, people who aren't doomers are just lying to themselves, pretending we're not ill-fated, all fated to die in a sick, sad world. What she's saying is that this doesn't work. If you want to change, if you want to save, if you want to rejuvenate, doomerism is counterproductive. It doesn't get people involved in problems. It gets people to wallow in them. There's a film that tries to see some comedy and some romance in the early days of the pandemic. It stars and is directed by Katie Holmes. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Katie Holmes is writer, director, and star of a new movie about a New York food writer who's stranded in a rural B&B with a handsome stranger at the beginning of the pandemic. Will there be chemistry between them? Well, after all, they are alone together. Opening now in theaters.
We're so conditioned every day to achieve things. And then the world shuts down, and you're like, what was all that for?
Well, that's kind of what you're going to ask after you're done seeing this film, which is almost entirely predictable and unconvincing, despite a likable performance by leading man Jim Sturgess. Romantic comedy cliches can sometimes be fun, but the sheer volume of those hackneyed elements sinks this indulgent venture long before its dreary conclusion. Rated R for some tough language and sex scenes, 1.5 stars for Katie Holmes' disappointing vanity project, Alone Together. And on the Michael Medved show, we're going to be doing a brand new opening this weekend, new movie, which is very different from Alone Together. Ron Howard has a new film, which in many ways might even make you think of Apollo 13, if you remember that great film, which Ron Howard also directed. This is about those soccer players, that Thai soccer team that was trapped in a cave and took a superhuman, uniting humanity effort to rescue them. And it's compelling watching and a phenomenal piece of cinematic work. We'll be covering that tomorrow. We'll also be covering the latest news about the Schumer Mansion deal. Increasing revenue, raising a corporate tax minimum. That's supposed to add $313 billion. Is that worth spending? Overall, they claim $300 billion for deficit reduction. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about the idea of canceling debt. It isn't a radical idea, but the way they're talking about it for students is. And there's a new poll that shows that Biden's support among Hispanics is way down to just 19%. So how do Democrats win anything? We'll talk about it next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.